Station, University of Manitoba Campus, and this is Evergreen Perspectives. Speaking is your host, Ife Olua.
And your second host for today, Olua Tosin.
Thanks for joining us on today's program, guys. So, as always, Tosin, check in. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm fantastic.
Yeah?
It's warmer today than it. Monday, Tuesday, it was snow day. But this today, Friday, has been great. It's warm. It's warm outside. Mm-hmm. It's nice. And it's chill. And not chill. It's cool.
Yeah. No, I can see you reflected in your dressing. So when I say, I'm like, yeah, you're not wearing jeans today. But that's good. I mean, we're getting into the summer months. We're easing into it gradually. Someone thinks we might just skip spring and go from winter straight to summer, is not bad, if you ask me. But
it's really so hot, though.
Yeah, but hopefully it rains because I love rain. So spring is my favorite. But yeah.
So how's your week been?
Oh, wonderful. Busy but beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, same as you with the weather. I love the way the weather is right now. Not too cold. It's chill and not too hot. It's like a perfect blend. That's what I like to feel. So yeah, and hey, school is done. Except summer classes, you know, but school is done technically, and the campus is like very quiet and everything. So it's nice to have the spaces that you normally fight for during the fall. It's open and available. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And then you're beginning to sight and spot new favorite spots for the next school year. So that's wonderful. All right, so it's not just you and I in the studio today. We have two wonderful guests joining us today. Many of you might remember them from last time we had them in the station, and then I don't remember the date, but sometime this time last year as well, right? Okay, and then you know we talked about an event that they were organizing, and I went to the event. It was wonderful. I had such a good time, and I'm so glad that you know they are back here in the studio. It's such an honor to have them back to tell us more about this event. So I'd like to introduce today our two guests. We have Olubunmi Agbaje, aka Diva. Many of you know her as Diva of Diva Dazzle Events, and we in Nigerians in Winnipeg. Thank you. Nigerians in Winnipeg. And then we have Tolu Okwe Adebayo as well. Tolu of Brand Palo. I love the names and I love the AKs, and it's beautiful to have you. So thank you for joining us in the studio and welcome back once again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So nice to have you back. So how have you been?
Well, it's been great, awesome. The weather has been like undecided about, should we go into summer or should we stay with winter?
Yeah.
But we are ready for summer.
yes, we are. And Diva, how are you?
It's been good. I'm really getting excited for the new change, the weather, you know. It's going to be good. And, planning so many things, activities.
Yeah.
It's been so busy, actually.
I can tell. That's good. Thank you. And thanks for joining us in the studio today. All right. So more about the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. If you haven't heard about this before and you're just joining for the first time, well, guess what? You're in for it today because it's going to be an interesting session today as we hear about the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. But before we go into this, if you'd like to call in, maybe you've once participated before or you have more questions about the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair, feel free to call in at 204-269-86. 204-269-8636. All right, so we'll go straight into the questions then. So can you tell us, just for those that are listening, first time listeners or people that are just hearing about this for the first time, can you tell us what Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair is all about?
Okay, thank you. Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair came as Nigerians in Winnipeg is a non-for-profit organization. And we do all sorts of support in the community as a whole. And, Antolu has our own group also, which is Canada Business Hub for business owners, advertising and all that. So we both appreciate collaboration. Mm-hmm. And we've worked together, even in Nigerians in Winnipeg, to give to the community. So we decided to come together and with lots of volunteers to bring about Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. And it's been fun all the way. This is going to be a third edition, right?
Yeah.
Third edition,
That's cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
So it's just our own way of like helping and encouraging business owners within our community to look at the enterprise way. We believe that it's small businesses that actually like they are a catalyst to improving the economy, and that's what we are here to do. So we are just trying to help business owner entrepreneurs within our community like to go the business way, and we are creating a platform for them to showcase what they have.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. And I do know it's been growing over the years. Like last year's on bigger, better, boundless. It was because I experienced the first year and I also experienced the second year, and it's like it's getting better. Like last year's was better than upper years, and this day I have expectations as well. And I'm very sure people that came last year also have expectations. And we experienced some new things about last year, being bigger, better, and boundless. Are there some new things this that I should expect as well?
Yes. So we improve every day, and we are just putting lots of things. How do we intend to pull this over this year? We decided that, okay, we have lots of people coming in, and then we want to bring what we call, we are branding. We know Tolu is really the branding manager. So we decided this year that our vendors, for them to our variety of things to showcase, we decided that those selling clothing will be doing a fashion show. So we are going to have a fashion runway where they are going to showcase their products, whatever outfit they have come to sell. It's not just on the hangars where people just go to scan through, but they actually, a vendor is going to go around showcasing different products they have. And I told them when we're having a meeting that I'm available to also model. Do you understand? So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So people coming from outside, be prepared, because we have lots of activities on ground. Activities also for kids. You know, we know our children, we don't want to drop them at home. Bring them, come along with your kids, because we have different activities for them. Where we'll even give them gifts and other things. So we have different things. And Tolu will talk more about more surprises we are giving.
In addition to what Diva just said, so like the theme for this year is showcasing the best of Manitoba's Black businesses. And what we've seen with the registration is like we have a lot of people within the Black community that are not necessarily Nigerians coming on board to like showcase their businesses. So it's like we are enlarging the scope and, you know, opening it up for more people to come in. Another thing is that we have partnered with some corporate organization to give, like, to create initiatives that will engage both the vendors and even shoppers. For example, we have Agile Pro that has partnered with us to ensure that from the beginning to the end of the event, people are going to be having a lot of vouchers to shop with. We have other organizations have also indicated interest in funding, you know, giving tickets to people to buy meals. So it's going to be a whole lot of activation. So just like I said, just come, bring your shopping bag. When you get vouchers, you're going to buy. So Agile Pro is on ground, fully on ground. You just need to come to their stand, get your voucher, and there will be a whole lot of raffle draws and lucky dips, and it's going to be fun all the way.
That's amazing. It means you can also just come with the plan of I'm going to window shop, but you're going to get something.
There's something for everyone.
It's a good deal. I like it. I like that kind of deal. It's beautiful. So I'd like to ask, it's been 3 years now. That's really wonderful. And congratulations on the growth of Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. I'd just like to know also, so Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair is growing in terms of the vendors participating, and then in terms of people coming, attending this event and even patronizing the vendors. And I know it goes deeper than that, and networking and everything. Like, do you see a growth in that area as well? And then, like, in the coming years, what do you expect of, what more do you want, like, for Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair?
Okay, thank you. We actually started off as a simple vision to support and promote Black-owned businesses in Manitoba. And we've seen a tremendous growth in attendance of our vendors, right? This year is getting bigger each time we plan this event. And then we know, we have lots of people registered for the event, not just Nigerians. We have Caribbeans, we have other people, Manitobans generally. Yeah, they're interested in this. We have car dealers coming in to showcase their products. Insurance. We have people of financial organizations. Yeah. So it's not just just the buying and selling, but we have the corporate organizations also coming over this year.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and I know you have your personal businesses. You're into marketing and you're into branding. Yeah. So how have you put the attributes you've learned from these businesses into Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair?
Okay, yeah, so like what I do, like I have a brand management agency called Brand Palo Communications Incorporated, and I've built like a career, my entire career in branding. I work with in advertising back home in Nigeria for almost 20 years. And so like I brought all the things I've learned, the hands-on experience I've gained working on different brands and also on different activations, events. That's what I've put in to ensure that the market or the trade fair has enough visibility, we create enough awareness, and also we are able to reach our targets, communicate clearly to them, and be able to make them see the value in what we the platform we are creating to promote the black businesses. And so like it's basically using the experience I've gained over years working on different brands on this particular brand, Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair.
Amazing.
Yeah, just like Tolu said, my business name is Diva Dazzle. So I do a lot of things, but I'm mostly event planner. I'm an event planner. I do it effortlessly. I can talk to people. I can market anything, you know. So, yeah, I'm just coming up in Winnipeg, but being in Nigeria, I plan a lot of parties, and that's what has helped me in bringing up, you know, with the help of other volunteers to make Nigerians in Winnipeg unique, because I go all out to plan the events. Okay. So yes, and the collaboration with other people, it's been awesome. So Diva Dazzle events, watch out for Diva Dazzle events in Winnipeg and Canada as general.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So, see, remember last night when we were talking about exposure and connection, how like one field meets another field and then they do something, and then it's just like that's really beautiful. And I like how like, you know, these two bodies have come together and they're creating something something big that we're all benefiting from, because man, I'm gonna take that voucher and just
And sorry, talking about collaboration, I think people have also like, even with amongst the vendors, they're coming together to collaborate to create awareness, and that is a very big plus for us this year, because we cannot play by ourselves, we have to work as them. And so what we've seen is vendors coming together, creating content together, sharing on different platforms, target themselves, you know, and that's you know, to together we can go farther rather than running the journey, and that's very really heartwarming for us.
Yeah, it was really very impressive when we had we had a meeting with them, and then you know, suggestions and the feedback, because we also believe in feedbacks, because if we don't get the feedback, how do we want to go? So all the way this year, we worked on the past feedback from what they've given us, and then we are running with it. And that really helped us, because they even suggested, oh, can we make a video? Can we make a content, you know, like collaborating together? And then, so we had something out this morning, you know, that we are posting everywhere for our vendors just to showcase their products. We are going all out. We've been doing lots of activation, online paying, you know, and then for them to have that visibility of, you know, people coming to them. And so we ask them to also work with us, because if we keep putting up adverts, they also have to do this, and then they can tag us. So we're asking you all vendors, keep tagging us, keep tagging Canada Business Hub, Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair,
Nigerians of Winnipeg,
Diva Dazzle, Brand Palo, keep tagging us, you know, with this we'll have lots of people coming in. Yeah, thank you.
And I must confess, I've seen some of those content as well. The where they were passing like the goods.
Oh my god, it was so awesome.
It was very nice. It was very nice.
Okay, so I want to ask. So for someone who's doing this for the first time and they are also into like business and they would like to be a vendor at the event, is space still open? Because I know the event is like after this Saturday, Saturday after this Saturday.
Yeah.
So is there still space open for someone who would like this opportunity?
Yes, we have a few slots left. Okay. So it's for the the fastest finger that can get it. But actually for food vendors, we've started the process of like getting a permit for the market for like a month ago. We'll not be able to get, accommodate new food vendors because the process is far gone.
Okay.
Yeah, like Tolu said, we can accommodate food or drinks or anything that has to do with food for right, because we've gone far away. We believe in working with the Canadian government, and then so we've done all this, we've put so many things in place. So but if you're selling wares, your clothing, you know, you are a financial advisor, you want to come in, you're a realtor, you're a builder, why not? So if you're listening to us, we have slot for you. And like she said, fastest finger.
Yeah. Fastest finger. Okay, so before we continue, we'd like to say this, because on Saturday, this coming Saturday, is actually Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, every woman out there, actually. Because every woman, one way or the other, is a mother. It doesn't have to be like children, but okay. And also, we'd also like to thank everyone that donated to the Pledgerama. We reached the budget of 41,000.
We passed the budget,
yes. So we reached $41,744. So thank you, everyone, for your donation. And God bless you all in every way.
Thank you. Thank you, Tosin. And thank you to all our listeners. So we right now we have Diva of Diva Dazzle event and Tolu of Brand Parlor here with us at the studio. We're talking about the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. If you want to call in, you can call in at 204-269-8636. We will be right back. We'll go on a short musical break and we'll be right back. You hear more about the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair 2026. And if you want to call in, get your phones ready, 204-269-8636. For any questions that you might have about the event. All right, so we'll go on a short musical break and we'll be right back. Thank you. Such a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Taiwo, for playing that. Okay, so welcome back, everybody. You're still listening to Evergreen Perspectives here at the UMFM 101.5 FM at the University of Manitoba campus. Thank you for tuning in again. We have two amazing guests joining us today in the studio, Tolu of Brand Palo and
D-Valve, Diva Dazzle events. And, you know, we've been catching up on Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair, and they are also letting us know about the special packages that they have for this year's Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair, which is on the 16th of May at 2074 Dugald Road. So mark your calendars, everybody. 16th of May, 2070 Dugald Road, here in Winnipeg, Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair. And you get vouchers, you get you know, lots of packages for you to come. Just Tosin mentioned something, she said something about just plan that you're coming window shopping, and then you get to leave with a lot of things. And you know, they've enlightened us also about lots of packages that they have, for the kids. If you have kids, you don't know where to put them, sorry, you don't have a babysitter for them, bring them along with you. There are lots of activities planned for them. And then for vendors that are selling clothes as well, there's going to be a fashion runway. And then you not only get to see the clothes on the hanger, on the mannequin, you get to see it on a human being, and then see the poses and everything that actually speaks more to the beauty of the clothes itself. So you don't want to miss that.
And if you're worried about it, the event is free. Yes, it's free entry. So come in. And also parking is free, okay? And there's huge capacity. That's what I heard. So there is space for your car. Come with your entire family. Everyone should come with their cars. You should actually come with your cars, because you buy a lot of things and you need your car to take it back. Yes. So yeah, parking is free. And I also heard there will be an event for seniors coming up very soon. Diva would dive into that with us.
Okay, we noticed in our community that we have our seniors here, and then they are taking care of our grandchildren, you know. But this year, it's going to be July 30th. We are going to be having, July 5th, we'll be having an event for seniors, and we'll like everyone. Bring in your mom, your dad, because they are going to have great fun on that day. So it's going to be at Alt Hotel. We'll keep you posted. The flyers will be out. They are going to have fun. So we'll just keep you posted. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, one of our listeners would like to know. So you have people that, vendors that are coming to sell tangible goods, you know, things that you can actually see and touch. But then how do you cater to vendors that are selling services? So let's say realtors, for example, or even language teachers or language programmers and everything, do they also have a chance to showcase what it is that their business is all about, or their business is selling?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they do. We have various, in the past edition, we have people like within the service space, and they have their stand, and we usually have them like in a place where there's a whole lot of footfall, so they get to interact with people. People come to their stand, ask questions. They have like their marketing materials, flyers. There to share and talk about their businesses. And this year also, we will be having Rogers come like, and other service providers,
the car renters, and there are lots of people coming in. Okay. So services, yeah, we had lots of people last year. And then, yeah, we are encouraging more people to come. So when we say Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair, we are international trade fair. So it's not just, the name doesn't imply that it's just for Nigerians alone. No, it's global. So we like you guys to come in and showcase your business. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. And I just want to point to, because I attended last year's event, and I really liked, there was should I call it an interview session, like on the stage with each vendor and everything. I thought that was really beautiful in helping the vendors even talk more about that, rather than just standing by their kiosks or booths, you know, for everybody to see and everybody to actually hear what it is that they're saying. I thought that was very, very innovative.
And yeah, wonderful. Thank you. We're bringing more innovation this year for more engagement, and with both the shoppers and the vendors as well.
Something I enjoyed last year, it was the car rental draw. Yeah.
We won that.
I didn't win.
We won that, and we used it. Yeah,
I didn't get to use mine. I was so busy. I didn't use it. But you know, this year, so we are calling on you. You know, So we are calling on you. Please register. I know, I think he has registered already. We need you to do more of those draws for us.
It was really fun. So you guys don't want to miss this. There are draws, there are vouchers, lots of incentives at this event. Like, you don't want to miss the opportunity. And it's also for you to connect. Mm-hmm. You might not be a business person right now, but maybe one day you'll be interested in business. Connect with people. Talk to vendors. Hear what you're doing. How did they get there? Ask them questions, you know? And it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, one very thing that I'm really excited about is the fact that, you know, a lot of people came in as customers last year and now they are vendors. So in as much as we have a lot of return vendors, we have new ones that saw the market, saw the prospects, saw the value, and they are encouraged to also start their businesses. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're going to be part of the market. So it's like, we're really, like, it's heartwarming to see that we're achieving the aim of bringing people out of their shell and making them go the enterprise
more confident.
Yeah, that's good.
And also to maintain this hub that you have created for vendors, I'm guessing you have classes or maybe what's it called? Trainings. Yeah, for the vendors to kind of, especially for the new ones, you know, to be exposed and to know more about registration for food vendors.
Yes, we do have sessions from time to time, talking about different topics. Also, we even bring established entrepreneurs, you know, share their stories. We call that the Market Square Chat. Mm-hmm. And the last one we had was with someone within the community that in the health space had built a very big business. Mm-hmm. And that was so, like, encouraging for a whole lot of people. And she actually volunteered to also mentor a lot of them. So within the hub, there's a whole lot of mentorship, there's a whole lot of training, there's a lot of opportunities that we have created for people within the Black community to improve on their businesses.
That's very nice. Thank
That's
you
Canada
so
Niger Business Hub.
Yes.
That's lovely. So there you have it, guys. You are a vendor or you're attending as a customer. There's a lot in store for you. So just come out on 16th of May at 2070 Dugald Road to the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair 2026, which we're expecting will be, you know, really, 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 really nice and even better because over the years it's been improving and we're very happy about that. So come out and support local vendors and even shop for yourself. And you never know, just be in that environment where you might catch a thing or two, and then who knows, maybe the next year you'll also be part of the vendors. So thank you so much, Diva. Thank you so much to Lo Brand Parlor for being here. We wish you all the best with the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair and with your businesses as well, Diva Dazzle Events and Brand Parlor. So just now your what's it called? Shout out to your businesses, like each of you. Just go for it.
Okay, Brand Parlor Communications is here to help you, like, in developing brand identity for your businesses. I know a lot of people want to start their businesses, but you need to start right, building the right foundation, which is your brand, because that's what people will interact with. So you need to do it right. So come to the professional Brand Parlor Communications will help you to position your brand well and create an identity that resonates with your target audience.
And for Diva Dazzle Events, we just wanted to sit down, relax, because we are going to give you that sophisticated, that classy wedding, the birthday. Talk about any party will help you organize it very well without lifting a finger. You just tell us what you want, your budget, and then we go all out for you. And for your rentals, be rest assured we'll provide everything you need. Thank you.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. We love having you here. And yeah.
And one more thing I didn't remember. For the guys, you don't have to go to your barbers to cut hair. We have KB on ground. KB is going to be giving you discounts on that day. He's going to be cutting your hair. He has a stand and he's going to be doing justice to your haircut.
How about the ladies?
And the ladies, if you want to have haircut just like Diva.
No. Braids. Okay, we need discounts on braids.
Right now, we'll see if we can get people that can actually
already
do braids already.
We have a lot of people with wigs.
Yes.
Braid wigs. All manner of wigs. So, just come shop.
Okay. We're looking forward to that then. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's such an honor to have you here and always a pleasure to have you. And to all our
listeners, thank you so much for listening to us on today's episode of Evergreen Perspectives. It's the Winnipeg Niger Trade Fair interview. I don't know if Tosin has anything else to say. All right.
No, I just want to say thank you as well.
Okay. So, yeah, you've been listening to UMFM 101.5. This is Evergreen Perspectives. Ifeoluwa signing out.
And Oluwa Tosin.
Have a good afternoon, guys. Bye. Me self for press for show you what I be the new taker. I take my zombie, come on, take a tip with zombie. I don't play zombie, I'm not me, no play zombie. They jab, just for me jab, I fashion jab, people my kitchen was all. They jab, they mean they don't jab, should they be your boss, that for my kitchen was all.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Oana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for